Picture description advanced. The picture is symbolic on two different levels. The tricolor rosette symbolizes the Spring of Nations, while the budding tree boughs symbolize spring itself and the new beginning for the reawakening nature. The Spring of Nations was a one-time event, while the coming of spring is an annual event. Because the rosette is red, white, and green, we may be fairly certain that it is associated with the Hungarian country, as these are Hungary's national colors. The Hungarian Revolution of 1848, when the people stood up and battled for independence, is commemorated with a tricolor rosette worn by people on 15th March. In 1848, revolution was in the air across Europe, with uprisings sweeping the continent from Sicily to the Royal Palace of Paris, to the streets of Berlin and beyond, including Budapest. Spring of Nations was the name of the movement. The different nationalities of the Austrian Empire strived to gain autonomy and independence from the Habsburg rule in 1848. The goals of the revolution were encapsulated in a 12-point pamphlet, including the following ideas. Responsible ministries. All ministries and the government must be elected by the parliament. Freedom of the press. The abolition of censure. Popular representation by democratic parliamentary elections. And abolition of the feudal parliament, which was based on the feudal estates. Right of public meeting, freedom of assembly and freedom of association, universal equality before the law, civil and religious equality, the abolition of separate laws for the common people and nobility, the abolition of the legal privileges of nobility, universal and equal taxation, abolition of the tax exemption of the aristocracy, the abolition of the aviticum that declared that only the nobility could own agricultural lands, and last but not least, freedom, equality, and fraternity. Honourable and progressive ideas, and it's a shame that, in the end, the revolution and the war for independence were thwarted, and moreover, tens of thousands were killed, including our national icon poet, Sandor Pitofi, who roused the nation to action during the days of the 1848 revolution with these words, "Today is the right time, but tomorrow may be too late." National holidays are an excellent way to commemorate historic events so that they would never be forgotten. It's important to remind ourselves and our descendants that our life is connected to the past and is intertwined with history, and our present peace and happiness wouldn't have been possible to achieve without the heroic efforts and courageous sacrifices of many people of the past. Honouring and respecting them may aid in the construction of a better future. The date, 15th March, also heralds the arrival of spring and new hopes. Even nature joins us in celebrating our national holiday.